I would like, first of all, to read one verse that was read this morning in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And then in the 10th chapter of Numbers, Numbers chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. I'm sure, dear young people, all of us were struck this morning in the way the Lord brought before us the wondrous truth of the Lord's coming for us. That the Lord Jesus is coming back to take us home to be with himself. And it seems to me, and rightly so, that in these days in which we live, we are talking of this and thinking of it more and more and more, as we find that the Lord brings before our hearts reminders day by day of the fact that he is coming back and coming soon. As he reminds us by the things that happened around us that we are indeed in the last days, that the Lord Jesus is just about to come, that trump that we hear of in 1 Thessalonians 4, the trump of God. We are just about to hear that shout, that trump. We are just about, dear young people, to hear the call that's going to take us home to glory. And the Lord Jesus has given us, in this day in which we live and how we can thank God for it, to know, to understand, to have the privilege of being in the enjoyment now of the fact that the Lord Jesus is coming. When we think, as we were reminded this morning, that the Lord's people for many years, for centuries, lost this precious hope. And the Lord Jesus in His goodness has recovered it to His people. But now we might be presently in the enjoyment of the fact that He's coming for us and coming soon. Well, in this chapter that we have before us in Numbers chapter 10, we have an account given of the trumpets, these silver trumpets. I'm sure this is a portion that has been read and enjoyed by many of the Lord's people. And I would not try to attempt a complete explanation of this chapter. But what I would like to bring before the young people this afternoon is some of the things that I've enjoyed in reading this chapter. We find, first of all, in the second verse, it says that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And then if you go on to the seventh verse, but when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. Now we'll notice as we go through this chapter that the horn was blown. These horns were blown on four occasions. On two of the occasions, there was the sounding of the alarm. On the other two occasions, there was the blowing of the horn, but not the sounding of the alarm. And we first of all, in these few verses that I've read, it seems to one's own soul that the Lord would perhaps bring before us, dear young people, the truth of the Lord's coming, of the sound of that trump that's going to call us all together, the gathering together of the congregation. You notice in the third verse, and when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. This one who stood before the people, Moses, in the place of Christ, this one who represented the Lord to the people, when the trumpet was sounded, the whole assembly was to be gathered together unto him. And oh, dear young people, how it has reminded my soul of the verse that we get in John 14, where the Lord Jesus himself says, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. To think that the Lord Jesus, as we had brought before us this morning, could have it said of him, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. When we look at the young people here in this company this afternoon, how we can thank God for each one of them, and how it rejoices one's own heart, dear young people, to realize how precious you are in the sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. To think of that one who died for you, to think of the one who has such a claim upon you now, saying, I will come again and receive you unto myself. So when the trumpet was sounded, when the trumpets were blown, they were to be gathered together unto Moses in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Dear young people, we are going to enter the glory. Oh, one rejoices, it thrills one's soul to think of it. We are going to enter the glory in the company of the Son of God, in the company of the one who has redeemed us to himself. I'm speaking now primarily, exclusively, at least as far as these verses are concerned, to those in this company that belong to Christ. When we get home to glory, taken there, meeting the Lord Jesus in the air, for he has come himself, and taking us there, entering the glory, in the company of the man that God sent to make us his own. We find that it says in that seventh verse, but when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. Oh, dear young people, again, one has thought about this. One has thought about Lot in that city of Sodom, snatched away before the judgment fell upon that city. One has thought of the Lord's people here in this scene,
And the way the Lord Jesus is going to come, the way that shout is going to be given, the way that sound is going to be the trump of God, and the saints of God, those who belong to Christ, caught away. But no alarm. No alarm. No voice to the world. Just the beloved people of God called home to glory. Snatched away. It even tells us in 2 Thessalonians 2 that God will send this world professing Christendom strong delusion that they might believe a lie. God is going to see to it, dear young people, that you and I are taken home to glory. That the trump is going to sound and we're going to be snatched away. Truly the trump will sound. But no alarm. No alarm. A quiet going. A quiet taking away. Just gone. Just gone. One is thought in connection with this verse. They shall blow with the trumpet, but shall not sound the alarm of Enoch, as we were reminded this morning. It says of Enoch that he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. No great display, no display of power, as it were, to the world, but simply called away to be with the Lord Jesus in glory. Dear young people, that's the portion that's before those that belong to Christ. That's our portion. That's what's for us. This is the future for us, for you and I. We belong to Christ. To be called away, to hear the trump, to join the Lord Jesus in the cloud, to be with the Lord Jesus forever. But we find, too, that these trumpets, they served another purpose. They served a purpose for directing, for speaking to the children of Israel in three aspects of their journey here. First of all, let's look for a moment at the trumpets themselves. Notice it says in the second verse, make thee two trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly. That thou mayest use them. Dear young people, what do we have? What do we have for us today? What does God speak to our hearts of today in these silver trumpets? We're going to hear the voice that calls us to glory. But dear young people, right now, here, while we're here in this scene, while we're on our way home to glory, the Lord speaks to us too. The Lord has a way of using his silver trumpets now in speaking to our hearts and to our consciences. We have these trumpets. We have the voice, as it were, by which God speaks to us now. We have the horn, the trumpet, by which God speaks to us. We have it right here in this blessed book. We have the silver trumpets, the two of them, the Old Testament and the New Testament. We have the whole world of Word of God and their silver trumpets. All this aspect of which we're speaking this afternoon, this aspect of the Word of God giving us direction for our walk here, for our warfare here, and for that which would speak to us perhaps of our worship here. We have this in silver trumpets. This word of God that speaks to our hearts now. It is great good to us. It has a voice to us. Because, dear young people, we are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. We stand, as it were, on redemption ground. Silver, as it's often been pointed out to us, speaks of us in the word of God of redemption, the ground of redemption. And God has, in this book, for you and I, a voice by which he speaks to us. Dear young people, do we pay heed? Do we pay heed to this trumpet? Do we listen to both the silver trumpets? Do we find ourselves reading this precious book, meditating on what God has to say to us in this book, listening to the voice of God as he speaks to us? You notice in the fourth verse it says, and if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are the heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. If we were to take the time to turn back to the second chapter of Numbers, we would find there how God gives us the layout of the children of Israel when they were in the camp, of how on the east side, toward the rising of the sun, was the location of Judah and the two tribes that were directly associated with Judah. And then on the south side, we have the tribe of Reuben and those other two tribes that were associated with Reuben. And I find that when the trumpet sounds, when the alarm is given, when the silver horns are blown, as it were, when the trump of God is heard, the marching takes place, the journeying, the walk for the children of Israel here commences. And it is done in order. It is done, dear young people, in order. There is no mixing up of these companies as they journey through the wilderness. There was a path. There was a position. There was a place for Judah. There was a place for Reuben. The sounding of the first horn was for Judah. For Judah and the company with them to start their walk. The sounding of the second horn was for Reuben, that company on the south side, and those associated with him to commence their walk, as it were, through the wilderness. They had the voice. They had the sounding of the trumpet for their own souls to direct them in the pathway of the Lord had chosen for them. Dear beloved young people, we have, and thank God for it, we have in this book, in these two trumpets, we have in this blessed book, from Genesis to Revelation, with no part excluded, we have the direction for you and I to walk through a wilderness on our way home to glory in a way that pleases God. We have it here. There isn't any one of us that can say without any degree of responsibility that we didn't know what was the Lord's mind. Because, dear young people, we have it here for us. We have the Spirit of God, as was mentioned this morning in the meetings, to make this precious book good to our souls, to open up its pages, to make the truth ours, to give it to us in all the purity and the simplicity that God has it written here for us. But dear young people, God has given it to us that we might walk to please Him, that His claims upon us might be recognized. And there is an order. There is an order. God speaks to one by a certain verse, a certain portion of the Word of God, and He speaks to another by another portion. He brings one thing before you to exercise your conscience and another thing before me to exercise mine. But the direction through the wilderness is the same. Oh, beloved young people, we belong to Christ. If we are His, if we know Him as our Savior, we are on our way home to glory. And the trumpets are sounding in our ears, even here, bringing before us God's voice for us now. May God give us the grace to listen. To listen. To listen to what He says. When to march and when to stop. When to serve and when to wait. When to go out in service to the Lord and when to wait upon Him, seeking wisdom and grace from Him as to how to please Him. Dear young people, you belong to Christ. You're on this journey to glory. You belong to Him. You're in the wilderness. And the glory is before you. You are going to hear this shout. You're going to hear the trump that calls us home. And oh, may you hear the trump now as the Lord speaks to you and to I, you and to me, concerning our pathway here for His glory. You'll notice that it seems to one's own soul, it says, when ye blow an alarm the second time, when ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. Seems to one's own soul, dear young people, that perhaps God is bringing before us in the sounding of the alarm that which would speak to a world around us. The taking home the glory is a shout without an alarm. But there is an alarm. There is a voice. Yes, truly, dear, beloved, young saints of God, there is a voice, an alarm, that sounds to this world when a young saint of God walks to please God down here. When he walks to please God, Oh, we hear sometimes, and rightfully so, I don't criticize it for one moment, comments about being a testimony for the Lord. Dear young people, we want to be. I know if you belong to Christ, you want to be a testimony for the Lord. But I would say that to be a testimony for the Lord, the first requirement is to walk with Him, to walk in His company. We can't force a testimony, but the Word of God says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And to be in the Lord's presence, to walk in His company, to know, dear young people, here, as you can know, you can know it for sure, for certain, here, the joy of walking to please God, as Enoch walked with God. Then, dear young people, there is a testimony. There is a blowing of the alarm, as the trumpet sound in your ear, as you listen to that trumpet and its voice to you, God's voice to you from His Word, there's an alarm connected with it. And dear young people, that alarm speaks loud and clear. Oh, as we were reminded this morning, one thought of this portion as the meeting was going on this morning, how we, there is a voice, an alarm, that sounds out to this poor doomed world when they see one going on to please God, enjoying here the company of the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for nothing here except the coming of the Lord of glory. Oh, there is a danger, a very real danger of our hearts being attracted to the scene and of that alarm as it were sounding more faint and more faint as those around us see us settling down trying to make this place a happy place to live. God would not have it so. And when the trumpet sounds, and when we listen, and when we walk at the commandment of the Lord, in the order, in the company, in the place that the Lord has set for us, then we find there is an alarm for those around us. You notice it goes on to say, in the ninth verse, and if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. There's one part of this verse that has always struck me, dear young people. You notice it says in that verse, and if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you. You go to war in your land. All the young people have often been reminded, I know when I was younger, how often those who taught amongst us reminded us that the children of Israel fought far more battles when they got into the land of Canaan than they had ever fought on the way there. Getting into the land of Canaan, there was battles there in the wilderness, but in the land they fought far more. And dear young people, we find that in the book of Ephesians, in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, God brings before us the need to take the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You and I belong to Christ. You and I are His. We know Him as our Savior. And the Lord Jesus would now, here, in this scene, He would have us be in the enjoyment of the precious truths of heaven. He would have us, dear young people, know now and enjoy now the truth that we belong to Christ, that we're on our way home to glory, that we're not citizens of this world at all, that we're not here to reform the world, we're here to leave it. We're not here to change this world or its practices or its politics, but simply to leave it behind and go home to glory. And to be now in the enjoyment of that precious place in the heavenly, in Christ now, dear young people, for us to be maintained in the enjoyment of that now, we need the whole armor of God. And you remember how it tells us in that sixth chapter of Ephesians, when it recounts the whole armor of God to us, the last one it speaks of
It says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit. We need that. We need the breastplate of righteousness. We need loins girt about with truth. We need the shield of faith. But we need the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. We need the trumpets, the two silver trumpets. We need those trumpets sounding in our ears, dear young people. We need that voice of the Lord Jesus speaking to us that we might be maintained, that we might be kept in the enjoyment of this precious truth. The children of Israel, when they got into the land of Canaan, when they fought with the enemies in the land, when there were there those who would rob them of the possessions that they had been given of God, they were to sound the trumpets. They were to listen, as it were, to the voice of God in those trumpets. They were to blow the trumpets, sound the alarm. And the Lord said that He would preserve them and save them from their enemies. Dear beloved young people, how one grieves, and I say it in all honesty to my own heart and conscience, how one grieves to see young people, some of them growing up, and who have had this precious, precious truth ministered to them, and they have heard it day and day after day after day. They have come to companies like this and sat down where the truth of God was ministered, and yet they apparently have no value in it, see no value in it at all, have no appreciation for this precious, wondrous truth that the Lord has recovered to us, has given to us to know and to enjoy now. Dear young people, there are robbers in the land, in professing Christendom, in this company, in this world, in this country. There would be those that would rob our hearts of the enjoyment of Christ and of our place in Him. And of His coming. Oh, may we have that trumpet. Those trumpets sounding in our ears, listening, listening, taking our direction, moving, walking, listening as God speaks to us, and only as He directs. Only in that way, beloved young people, only in that way will this truth be kept and enjoyed and known amongst. Notice it goes on to say, in the 10th verse, also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. These things have been summed up, someone has mentioned, that they might be directed as our walk, our warfare, and our worship. And here we find in this last portion, in this last occasion for the blowing of the trumpets, no alarm now, but oh dear young people, there is direction. There is direction, explicit direction, in this precious book, for offering our thanksgiving and our worship in a way that is for God's glory and in a way that is according to His mind here in this city. There is a sounding of trumpets and the day of gladness. Oh, dear young people, if the Lord Jesus should tarry, we are going to have an occasion of gladness tomorrow morning. We are going to have an occasion of gladness tomorrow morning when many in this company, if the Lord should tarry, are going to sit down in the company of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to know right there in His company the joy of being in His company, of being there where He is according to His promise to remember Him in His death for us. Dear young people, can I say to you, in all love to your soul, will you be there? Will you be there in His company? Will you be there gathered out to His precious name? Has the Lord Jesus shown to you that belong to Christ the privilege, the precious privilege of being associated with Him
in his rejection here? Has that trumpet sounded in your ear that says, this do in remembrance of me? Oh, I was meditating just a week or so ago, and it came home to my soul, dear young people. It seemed to me so forcibly. We have in this book, and I believe I'm right in saying this, we have in this book from cover to cover the direction of the Son of God given by the Spirit for our pathway here. But we have in this book only one specific request from the Lord Jesus himself, spoken by his own lips to your heart and mind. This too in remembrance of me. Has that trumpet sounded in your ears? Have you listened, dear young? What a joy, what a privilege it is to have that trumpet sound, to hear his voice, to act upon it, to take that step that brings such joy to his heart when he has such claims upon you and upon me. Well, the trumpet sounds, and it says that this, on the day of gladness, and on your solemn days in the beginnings of your month, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. So, dear young people, we have the trumpets. We have the voice of God. We have God's way of speaking to us now in these two silver trumpets that would speak to our hearts of our walk here to please him, of our warfare here, where the alarms are sounded to our walk in our warfare, and that precious privilege of being identified with him in the day of our gladness, when the voice through the trumpet speaking to us directs our steps, directs our hearts into the way of worship that is a pleasing to him. So we look forward to his coming. We look forward to that gathering together of the whole assembly. We look forward to that gathering when with no alarm, but with the blowing of the trumpet, we'll be called home to glory, called home to be with the Lord Jesus forever. But you notice, in the 13th verse of our chapter, that here, in this scene, in the wilderness, it says of them, they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. They took their journey according to the way it was written. They marched off, if we read further on through the chapter, according to the order that was laid down. At the first trump, Judah and those with them start out. At the second trump, Reuben and those with them start out. All in order, according to the laid down way that God has given in the silver trump. Dear young people, we're waiting for the Lord Jesus to come. We're waiting for him. We're longing for him. We expect his coming any day, at any hour. We speak of this and we rejoice in it. And we thank God every time that the Lord brings before our hearts this truth that he is coming. But in the meantime, while we wait for him, there is a path marked out in this precious book to walk, to war, and to worship according to his mind and for his glory, in a way that pleases him, so that when he comes, we might be ready to open the door unto him immediately, not wishing that there was something that we could change, something that we could correct, something that we could do that we had left undone, some step that we would long to have taken, but it was too late. The Lord Jesus had come. All beloved young people, you belong to Christ. May God give us both, and oh, how we have to cry to him for strength for each day. But he gives it in the power of his Holy Spirit to walk according to the way that he's marked out in this precious book for us until that day when it's going to be said of you and I, they were not, for God took them.